Max Basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernisa Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. And now, the Max Pregame Show with your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO.
Good evening and welcome inside McDonald Central High School Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Side of this girls' non-conference basketball game. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. I'm Caleb Swenson, joined soon by Mark Maloney, who just ref the JV game. It is youth night, and we'll get a shot down on the floor with our YouTube live video stream as there'll be a tunnel being formed, and the McDonald varsity girls basketball team will be running through said tunnel. Carter Jagger, our intrepid video producer, camera operator here on site tonight, and Tony Stevenson back in the WOGO studios in Halley. This pits two 17-4 teams, McDonald and Cameron, the Lady Max and the Comets, against one another. This is, of course, a rematch of last year's sectional semifinal. McDonald won that one by a whisker, a game we had for you here on WOGO Sports over in Barron, and just an incredible basketball game. Of course, a very memorable basketball game in a lot of different ways, and if you watched it, if you were there, when I was seeing Claire Ruff stretching out, warming up before the game, I was just thinking what a miracle it is sometimes to be able to play these sports, and you never know what a day may bring. And so just great to see Claire here again doing so well and having such an incredible season after a very scary turn there in that game. And then the resilience that her teammates showed as the McDonald girls were able to pull out that incredible sectional semifinal win and advance to last year's sectional final. This is the final game for both of these two 17-4 teams before seeding. Of course, that comes out tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. live, and so we'll see where McDonald and an incredible sectional ends up. Check out WOGO Sports on YouTube right now, live video stream. Chloe Flanagan leading the way, the senior. It was senior night just the other night for Lauren Buescher and Chloe Flanagan. And they lead this incredibly talented McDonald Lady Max team onto the floor on this youth night here in Chippewa Falls. We'll step out, be back in 2 minutes as both teams warm up. Coach Chloe Wanick and the 17-4 Cameron Comets out of the heart of the North Conference. Right now they are battling in second place with Hayward. They are 15-1 and looking to not only win a key non-conference game here tonight, but also be able to hopefully overtake Hayward for at least a tie in the heart of the North Conference. McDonald has finished their conference slate 12-2 behind only Eau Claire Regis, who they split with this year. McDonald is second in the Western Clover Belt Conference, and our final McDonald regular season game will be at Stanley Boyd coming up a week from tonight, as they will be playing the Columbus Catholic Dons in the Clover Belt crossover second place game. Now to that 2 minute break here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. It's the Lady Max and the Comets here on WOGO Sports. Great to have you with us. Back in two.
24-7 West Wisconsin wins the tip. Team Fiber busts out with full-speed signal strength. Satellite 5G distracts with clickbait offers, but oh, misses the shot with slow response times and weak signals. Team Fiber gets the rebound by assisting customers with great service and experienced technicians. Satellite tries to keep up but can't with weather interference and low speeds. Fiber sets up for the final shot. 3, 2, 1. Fiber Internet beats 5G and satellite every time. Visit WWT.net today.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com. mass.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
We welcome you back to McDonald High School in Chippewa Falls. Valentine's Day edition of McDonald Lady Max basketball as they face off with the Cameron Comets. I'm Caleb Swenson, joined soon by Mark Maloney, who reffed the JV game. When you look at these two 17-4 teams, both second place in the conference play, still not quite finished with the Heart of the North schedule for Cameron as they are 15-1 and trailing only Hayward, as we mentioned. McDonald finishing second in a very competitive Western Cloverbelt Conference. Last five games for McDonald, they are 3-2. Again, a tough loss up at Bloomer and a tough loss that we had for you here on WOGO Sports against Regis the other night. Did pick up a nice win to the Lady Max last night, senior night win here on this home floor against Stanley Boyd, 64-46. Only 46 points allowed for the Cameron Comets last night as well, 70-46 on the road at Barron. So again, relatively comfortable wins for the Lady Max and the Cameron Comets last night as they play a back-to-back. And again, looking forward to a pretty competitive game here between two teams that are vying for top two, top three seeds in their respective half of the sectional. Of course, Colfax and Cameron probably the presumed 1-2, and you never know if Cameron's able to pull out a win here tonight against McDonald. That certainly could influence how things look as far as their seeding, but very likely you would assume, and maybe it's dangerous to assume about anything when it comes to the WIAA and seeding, but would assume that Cameron's probably done enough to get a top two seed. McDonald, again, they're fighting with Regis and Neillsville in those top three, and so McDonald hoping to not slip any further than that three seed. You'd love to be a little bit higher, but again, hoping to, with a great non-conference win here against a very tough Cameron team, to hopefully make sure that they are at least in that three spot and hopefully even higher. When you look at the comparison stat-wise for both of these teams, very excellent defensive squads. McDonald averaging just 44.4 points per game given up defensively. Cameron on the other side, or excuse me, Cameron averaging 44.4 points given up defensively. McDonald 1 point higher at 45.4 points per game given up. Also, McDonald scoring just under 57 per game at 56.9 points per contest. Cameron a little bit more prolific offensively, 65.5 points per game in their Heart of the North Conference play. And generally, McDonald shooting 38% from the field, 40% from the field for Cameron. McDonald shooting 66% from the foul line. This is kind of interesting. Cameron shooting just 47% from the foul line. I'm sure that's something that Coach Chloe Wanick would like to see cleaned up, but they do get to the line about 19 times per game to the Comets. McDonald about 13 attempts per game. So that could be a foul differential, how many times, how many opportunities at the line. That can erase some of that lower shooting percentage. Both teams shooting just 27% from three-point range. McDonald making almost five per game. Cameron almost six made threes per game. We'll continue to break things down as we come back in 2 minutes here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on the radio. You can listen live at 103.1 FM, AM 680, and live audio streaming and podcasts at WOGO.com. And, of course, watch live. Hit that subscribe button, the notification bell on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel so you never miss our Chi High or McDonald broadcast. Back in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Max Basketball.
Fournette comes in, pays off on the left side, and a shot, and the Curry score.
Thornton, a deep three, right.
Tuesday night on WOGO Sports, it's a girls and boys hockey doubleheader as the CFM Sabres host Hudson, then the Chi-High boys take on Menominee. Thursday night is McDonald boys basketball at home against Regis, then Friday Chi-High boys hoops host Eau Claire North. We cap off the week on Valentine's Day evening with McDonald Lady Max basketball taking on Cameron. This week on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable. And Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Royal Credit Union is here to help you plan ahead with health savings accounts that make saving for healthcare simpler and more rewarding. Royal's HSA checking has no monthly fees and easy access with your HSA debit card. And with tiered rates, you can earn more as your balance grows. It's time to start saving for medical expenses tax-free with a Royal HSA. Learn more and open your account at rcu.org/save HSA. Insured by NCUA.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Lady Max pregame on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you before Cameron and McDonald collide. Another quick look at the stats. 34.4 rebounds per game and 12.2 offensive rebounds per game for McDonald. 38 rebounds per game and almost 19 offensive rebounds for the Cameron Comets. Comets committing about 15 fouls per game. McDonald just over 14. 15.6 turnovers per game for Cameron versus McDonald, turning the ball over slightly less, and 13.8 assists per game for the Cameron Comets. McDonald, 13.5 assists per game. 13 steals per game as well, though, for the Comets. I mean, these are two teams, Mark Maloney, that are pretty evenly matched, and I think this is a game that should be a really competitive one here tonight.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Cameron's always had some pretty good ball players up there. They got a good program up there. I was up here last night watching the girls play Stanley Boyd. They played the first half, maybe not as well as they wanted to, but came out in the second half and played a really good second half. So they're kind of, hopefully they rested up today a little bit and get ready to go up against a really good team.
Both teams with a back-to-back. Again, last night, relatively easy win for McDonald. As you mentioned, didn't play as well as they would have liked to in the first half, but still won 64-46. Cameron taking care of business. Not too far of a road trip, just going down Highway 8 to Barron, 70-46. So even with that back-to-back, both teams probably feel like, hey, we didn't really have to expend maximum effort and should be able to be full board here tonight. Because, again, we're talking 16-, 17-, 18-year-old kids. They should be just fine.
Yes. I would think so. They rescheduled this game like we talked about earlier. They both wanted to play this game, you know, have some good competition going into seedings and the playoffs. So, you know, they wanted to play each other, so let's let them have at it.
We'll take a 2.5-minute break and be back with our Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Back in 2.5 minutes, Lady Max in the comments coming up on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower and add grab bars for extra safety. Or finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement. Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help but couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24/7 at West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24/7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Visit wwt.net/medical or call 231-2000.
WOGO sports coverage of McDonald Lady Max basketball on this Valentine's Day. Good to have you with us, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney. It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Tough conference, non-conference opponent here tonight for McDonald. What do they need to do to win and hopefully make a good case for a higher seed?
Well, again, I'm going to base it a little bit off of last night's game because I was up here watching them play against Stanley Boyd, and they really need to limit the turnovers. They kind of made a lot of mental mistakes last night. It wasn't the girls playing like they usually do. So I think they got to clean that up tonight against a good team and maybe get off to that fast start and get Annie and Aaron running down the field and get ahead of them right away, because it looks like Cameron's pretty sleek there. They look very athletic, very fast.
And the thing is, you looked at this Cameron team last year and the incredible seniors that they had, and you thought, well, you know, they'll probably have maybe a year off as they try to build back up. I don't think so. They
no.
added, again, some youthful talent that has complemented last year's sophomore class, now this year's junior class. They are a really strong team, and of course, a great pedigree with Coach Chloe Wanick. Played a very, very high level in high school and in college as well, too. And she has this team, again, they're attacking offensively and defensively. Great athletes, as you mentioned, and should be a lot of fun to see how McDonald stacks up.
Yes, I'm looking forward to this one again. That just looks like it's going to be a very fast-paced game.
We will step out and be back after this here on WOGO Sports, WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you, Tony Stevenson back at the WOGO studios in Hallie. Carter Jagger on site as our camera operator and video producer. Nice win by the McDonald JV early on in this one as well, and we'll see if varsity can replicate that. We'll be back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. This is Lady Max Basketball.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Add value and beauty to your home with Post Glass and Mirror. Ensure every day starts better with a gorgeous custom shower door. Did you know that adding mirrors to a room can make it feel 2 times bigger? Post Glass and Mirror has many styles and shapes of mirrors to choose from. And does condensation gathering inside your windows make them look like they're crying? Don't end up shedding tears yourself over high energy bills. Call Post Glass and Mirror today. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Free estimates. Start today at Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Von Hayden slides it out to Munson, looking for another three.
Boom.
Held up for a moment. Krista comes in, fires a shot.
Big rebound, and win it! The Cards got the rebound shot, and it is 2-0 Chi High.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
WOGO Sports, welcome back. As we are set to begin, Cameron and McDonald here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. Good to have you with us. As the Cameron comments will be introduced first, under the direction of head coach Chloe Wanick, 17-4, 15-1 in the Heart of the North Conference. Inez Schmidt, the 5'8" junior guard, number 11.
At Royal Credit Union, we believe in banking with purpose. That's why we're here for you and your community with people-first service, local support, and all the accounts and loans you need to help reach your financial goals. As a not-for-profit cooperative, everything we do benefits the people and communities we serve. Because Royal isn't just where you bank, it's where you belong. Experience the Royal Credit Union difference and learn more at rcu.org/royalsupport. Insured by NCUA. Loans subject to credit approval. Equal credit opportunity.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builder, ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Think about how much time you spend in your home. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating can make it so much more comfortable with radiant floor heating and luxurious bathroom remodels. Water softening and filtration. and whole house air purification so you can breathe easy. Love your home with Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgala.com. To serve again, Wurzgala Company. Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Porch pirates? Cats turning your water on? Strangers visiting while you're at work?
Hey!
Not on your watch. Control your smart home with security systems from West Wisconsin Cellcom. WWT.net has local technicians that will take the time to train you on how to safely monitor your home. With systems that don't go down when your phone does, checking past videos requiring less attention during the day, and seasonal monitoring, perfect for easily automating lights, locks, and thermostats while on vacation. Choose 24/7 for peace of mind. You can see WWT.net.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank.
That makes any sense.
Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences.
And we had an audio cutout. We'll have our audio producer, Tony Stevenson, cut that out, and we'll be back. And we apologize. Quick internet issue, but we should be back and good to go. Steal by Claire Ruff. Ruff pulls up at the right elbow, goes glass, and hits. 2-2.
Quick foul there, too.
15:57 to play on that whistle. That's the second on McDonald, the first on Aaron Siegenthaler. Lady Max going for the steal along the baseline. Long push ahead for Cameron. Down the right side of the lane. Off the glass. Too strong. Offensive rebound. Cameron does that really well. Doesn't get it. Second attempt. No. Batted out. And now Siegenthaler on the run. And Siegenthaler down the left side of the lane. She lost on the way to the hoop. Saved by Cameron. Athletic play. Not sure who is closest to it.
Yeah.
For Cameron. And I'll freely admit, it is really difficult with black jerseys and navy blue uniforms to tell what numbers the Comets are, so we apologize. We will try to get them as we go along here. 15 and a half minutes to play. Drop down low, off the glass, and good for Cameron. That was number 24, Anna Baraboo. She leads them in rebounds. Claire Ruff, left wing. Up top to Chloe Flanagan. Drops down to Claire Ruff. Ruff bottoms the jumper to tie it at four. Her first points. Cameron a throw away. And McDonald a turnover.
Convert here now.
Ruff has 2 points for McDonald and the other basket for the Lady Max.
Claire had both.
Claire has both of them already. Yep. So four apiece. Chloe Flanagan doubled. Throws Van Siegenthaler, who lost it near midcourt, and a steal by Cameron. Pushed down the left side of the lane. That's Moans again. 6-4. Bridget Moans with 4 points. Chloe Flanagan up top. Throws a dangerous pass, and Kelsey Bremnes couldn't quite retrieve it. The junior, number 3, trying to reach out with that left hand and couldn't haul it in. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Over the shoulder catch, looked like
Aaron's going to pick up a
bump
second.
And a foul. And Inez Schmidt, 5'8" junior, was bumped by Aaron Sigenthaler. As you mentioned, Aaron, two quick fouls. Team has three. No whistles yet on the Cameron Comets, so they're staying clean through the first few minutes of this game. 6-4, Cameron with the lead. Bones leaves it on the right side. Up top for Sievert. Back to Moans. Moans working across the foul line, stolen by Ann Sigenthaler. Team's trading some turnovers here in the first half. Schmidt comes from behind. She'll give a helping hand up to Sigenthaler, as that is the first foul here against Cameron. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete, with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality, and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com at StelterIncorporated.com. Claire Ruff passed up a challenge three in the left corner, instead back up top. Kelsey Bremnes, left elbow, kick to Claire Ruff. Now shove a look at a three. That one rims in and out. Ann Sigenthaler battling for the rebound. Last touch by Ann and out of bounds to Cameron.
Good look there by Claire.
Comets will inbound against full court McDonald pressure. Breaking across the timeline, long lead bounce pass, and Claire Ruff easily scoops that up, goes to Ann Sigenthaler, Ann back to Claire, Claire back to Ann, Ann spinning at the right
there
block, up and in for two. We're tied at six. First basket for Ann Sigenthaler tonight. Claire Ruff causing some chaos in the backcourt, couldn't quite get the steal.
Nope.
Schmidt into the left corner, wide open look at a three. That one's good for Cameron. 9-6. That was Peyton Sievert. Turnover by McDonald on the other end.
Five apiece on turnovers, Caleb.
Both of these teams, I think, would say we'd want to clean that one up a lot more. Timeout taken. 30-second break. We're back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Think about how much time you spend in your home. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating can make it so much more comfortable with radiant floor heating and luxurious bathroom remodels. Water softening and filtration. And whole house air purification, so you can breathe easy. Love your home with Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com.
Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Tony Stevenson, our audio producer. Video producer is Carter Jagger. 9-6, a full one-possession lead for the Cameron Comets. They have the basketball, looking for more. Bridget Moans for three. She hits it, doubling up on the Lady Max. Moans has seven early points, and another steal by Cameron. Riley Christensen into the game for McDonald, number 24, the junior. Moans on the left wing, drives hard in the lane, off the glass with the left hand, it's good. It's 14-6, Cameron.
They attack the basket very well.
Emily Hartman, high post, kick to the right corner. Kelsey Bremnes thought about a three, passes it up. Leaves for Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan to Riley Christensen. Riley in the lane, pull up from 12
nice
feet,
shot.
It's good. Riley immediately makes a difference for McDonald.
Good shooters, got some hops.
Two possession lead for the Comets, 14-8. Turnovers have been an issue on both sides. Cameron has hit a couple outside shots. Bridget Moans leaves it on the right wing. Drop to the high post. Kick out right side, another high arcing.
Wow.
Three is good. Cameron is 3-for-3 on their past three attempts, 17-8. And that one.
Looked like Abby Olsen. I'm trying to figure that number out, too.
I think she has
13,
a couple.
Number 13.
13. Bailey Olsen, excuse me. Tie up. Possession will stay with McDonald. Three possession lead now for Cameron. 17-8 with 12-10 to play. And Sigenthaler, along with Claire Ruff, going to come in. Riley Christensen, Kelsey Bremnes stepping out. And Emily Hartman will scurry over to the side here to inbound against Bridget Moans. Throws into Claire Ruff. Ruff right wing. McDonald's won a couple in a row. Had a nice one on the road to Elk Mound, then defeated Stanley Boyd here last night. This is high level of competition as Hartman driving along the baseline has her shot challenged, maybe partially blocked. Cameron coming the other way, leading by 9, 17-8. They've hit three threes in a row. Left side, Moans has another wide open look at a three, and she hit another one. 20-8, a blitz for the Cameron Comets from three as Siegenthaler loses it along the baseline and saves it right back to Moans. Moans with a head of steam. Kicks out right side. Mid-range jumper. That one rims in and out. Offensive rebound by Cameron. No. Chloe Flanagan comes out of there with the rebound but lost it up top. Elbow jumper is good.
Bailey Olson again.
For Bailey Olson, 22-8. Cameron running away early on.
Full timeout, McDonald.
60-second timeout. We're back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Porch pirates? Cats turning your water on? Strangers visiting while you're at work?
Hey!
Not on your watch. Control your smart home with security systems from West Wisconsin Cellcom. WWT.net has local technicians that will take the time to train you on how to safely monitor your home. With systems that don't go down when your phone does, checking past videos requiring less attention during the day, and seasonal monitoring, perfect for easily automating lights, locks, and thermostats while on vacation. Choose 24/7 for peace of mind. You can see WWT.net.
McDonald basketball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Cameron out of the gates, very strong here against the Lady Macs. 22-8, they lead. Right now, the only good thing for McDonald, a lot of time left in this game. Good backdoor feet, Chloe Flanagan from Ann Siegenthaler. 22-10, Flanagan gets her first points.
Nice look by Ann. Set in. Chloe saw the opening there and took it, and Ann found her. Beautiful pass.
Olson up top. And McDonald down 12 with under 11 to play. Just here in the first half. Drive along the baseline. No good challenge. Chloe Flanagan comes out of there with basketball. Jasmine Gerber, number 43, the 6-foot junior, is into the game. Driving in hard. A whistle and a foul. Emily Hartman draws some contact. That'll be the second whistle against Cameron with 10:43 to play, and that's also the second foul on Inez Schmidt,
yep,
which is significant. Two starters, one on each side as Hartman hits the first free throw. Now have two fouls, so Inez Schmidt will have to step out. Emily Hartman leads McDonald in free throw attempts this season, shoots over 71%. That's her first free throw attempt tonight, and she hits a pair, 22-12. Bailey Olson, talented junior up top, challenged by Claire Ruff, and Ruff knocks the pass into her own arms. Claire, hesitation, pick out, and Siegenthaler, and for three, right wing. That one rims in and out. Jasmine Gerber trying to get the rebound, couldn't quite haul it in. 10-point deficit for McDonald, just over 10 minutes to go here, first half. Olson swings on the left side. Siever hit a three, but another turnover by Cameron. Bit of a bugaboo on both sides here. Ball, yep, security. Claire Ruff left wing. Back to Chloe Flanagan. And Siegenthaler in the right corner. Jasmine Gerber drives in hard, and she is fouled. McDonald working against what looks to be a 2-3 zone,
yes,
here. And
when they match up, wherever the ball goes, they send them out right away.
Gerber will go to the line, shooting a pair. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. First free throw is good for Jasmine Gerber. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. That's White City Glass.
She's a good free throw shooter.
Gerber's cut the deficit to 9 with 9:53 left. Second free throw, perfect as well. No broadcaster jinx there.
Nope. I felt safe on that one.
8-point game. Lady Max going on a little bit of a mini run here. They're trying to get this one closer by half. And there's a lot of time to go between now and then as an offensive foul up top.
Yep, moving screen.
And they're going to get Bridget Moens with her first. So Jasmine Gerber will inbound to Chloe Flanagan, junior to senior. Leaves it for Riley Christensen. Riley came in briefly, had a bucket. Left side, Emily Hartman snaps off a three. Left corner pocket, she got it. A big three for McDonald. Now Cameron wants
full
a timeout.
Yeah.
We're back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Max Basketball.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Well, a couple timeouts ago, McDonald was down 22-8. They've gone on a 9-0 run, now trailing instead of 14 by just 5, 22-17. Cameron Basketball here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on this Valentine's Day. Drop into the post for Cameron. A little bit of an extra walk there.
Step.
And another walk, and the official on the far side caught the second one, if not the first. Dan Peckle's crew here tonight. Good to see them.
Yeah.
Not even to the halfway point here the first half. We've had a lot of action. Significant runs by both teams. Chloe Flanagan to Riley Christensen, senior to junior, high post entry. Back out to Chloe, right wing. In the right corner, Emily Hartman. Hartman whips it out to Riley Christensen. So spot up for
there
three and book it, Riley.
She can shoot him.
22-20. Make it a 12-point run for the Lady Max, down just two. Inez Schmidt is back out there playing with those two fouls. Erin Sigenthaler still on the bench for McDonald with her two fouls. Olson fights it out to Bridget Moens. Moens down the right side of the lane. She's quick to the basket.
Nope.
Won't count. Foul on the ground. And team fouls now even at four apiece. Excuse me. Did they call an offensive foul there?
Nope.
Did they just put? Oh, they put it on the wrong side of the board.
It was on the end.
So team fouls are even at four apiece, and Ann Sigenthaler now with her first. Bridget Moens driving right baseline, and she walked with the basketball. Turnovers a little high on both sides. Cameron, as we mentioned in our pregame, almost 19 steals per game, but also over 18 turnovers per game. McDonald well over 20 turnovers per game last year. They've cut it down to about 15 per game this year. Chloe Flanagan drops in the post, knocked away. Good steal by Bailey Olson. Olsen up top, rumbling down the right side of the lane, blocked on the way to the hoop, lost it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Comets with 8:14 to play in a 22-20 game. Cameron still leading by two, but they've had a little bit of a drought offensively. And now a substitution. Bridget Moens will come out. And Cameron looking to inbound. Waiting, shooting into the left corner. Inez Schmidt. Schmidt looked like a double dribble, but
might have got knocked out of her hand.
Kick to the left side, coming up short on the three was Peyton Sievert. She has already hit a three here tonight. Under eight to go. Riley Christensen, right elbow, pivot, back out Chloe Flanagan. The senior leaves it for Emily Hartman. Hartman has a screen if she wants it, doesn't take it, left corner. All the way across the floor to Riley Christensen. Riley dumps it down. Sigenthaler to Chloe Flanagan. That lefty three, so sweet if it goes, just a little bit too long. Inez Schmidt bumped far side by Riley Christensen. She was trying to start the break, and that'll be the fifth team foul on McDonald. I think just the first on Riley here in the first half. Three subs coming in, Claire Ruff, Aaron Siegenthaler, and Kelsey Bremnes, and Siegenthaler, Chloe Flanagan, and Riley Christensen, Emily Hartman will sit. So Aaron will have to play with those two fouls, as is Inez Schmidt. They were guarding each other for a moment. Inez Schmidt up top. A little bit of a stumble, and we'll get a hand check foul on Claire Ruff. So no fouls left to give for McDonald here in the first half. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, think Heese Loken & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jace Heese and Heese Loken, 715-720-4000. That's 720-4000. Try on the right side of the lane. Nice hop to the rim. Up and in for two.
Quinn Grassman.
Grassman, just a freshman. Number 20. That stops the scoring drought for Cameron. They had led 22-8 before McDonald scored 12 straight. Claire Ruff looking for a three in the right corner. Oh, Ruff, that rimmed in and out. Offensive rebound, Kelsey Bremnes. Bremnes looking for help, goes up, partially blocked. Cameron on the move. Inez Schmidt, full head of steam, runs over Riley Christensen, and offensive foul. Nicely done by Riley. And that's the third on Inez Schmidt. And Schmidt will have to sub out with 6:52 to play. 24-20.
Good set there by Riley.
And the thing is, Riley was run into, didn't actually go down. She just kind of fell backward a little bit. Almost like, I'm not going to give you the satisfaction of knocking me down, even though I am going to draw an offensive foul. Riley has it right wing, attacking the hoop. Riley going at the glass and scores. Doing it on the offensive end, defensive end, Riley Christensen. It's 24-22. McDonald down by just a deuce.
Travel
up top, and a turnover against Cameron. 6:26 to play. McDonald a chance to tie or take the lead on this possession. Kelsey Bremnes, Aaron Siegenthaler across the timeline, picked up her dribble near midcourt. Riley Christensen. Bullet pass to Jasmine Gerber. Gerber going from one side of the hoop to the other, and we're tied at 24.
Good passing there by the girls.
Quick jumper on the opposite side. No. Missed by Cameron. Claire Ruff comes out of there with the rebound. Finds Aaron Siegenthaler. Now McDonald a chance to take the lead. Riley Christensen. High post entry. Claire Ruff for the lead off the back rim. No offensive rebound. High off the glass. No on the miss by Jasmine Gerber. Bailey Olson down the middle of the lane, runs over Riley Christensen. Blocking foul this time. Bang, bang, plays. This time Riley doesn't get the call, trying to do the same thing. 5:45 left, and Cameron goes to the line to break this 24-24 tie.
She was almost that. It was really, really close.
First free throw is good. 25-24. For Bailey Olson. She now has 6 points. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game in Chippewa Falls and Altoona with a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. 2 for 2 on that trip for Bailey Olson. Foul on the other side. Counted and a foul. McDonald ties it right back up at 26 and a chance to take the lead with Ann Siegenthaler.
Pushing it down the floor. Ann knows what to do with it when she gets the ball underneath there.
Just the second basket of the night for Ann Siegenthaler, but now can give McDonald the lead. 27-26, absolutely. Old-fashioned three-point play. But McDonald has stormed back from a 14-point deficit. 5.5 minutes yet to go here in this entertaining first half. Bailey Olson spinning into the lane. Tough shot off the glass. No. Offensive rebound blocked on the way up. Claire Ruff or Jasmine Gerber both got a piece of that. Then Claire digs it out. Claire looking for a travel on the Cameron bench. They'll get it. They're kind of rolled there.
Yep.
Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. That's WOGO Sports. Highlights brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance of Chippewa Falls. Bailey Olsen, an offensive foul on the other side. As both teams now are over their allotment in the first half. That one, the first whistle against Quinn Grassman. 17 fouls apiece. Coach Wanick wanting a little bit of an explanation there. And we'll have a sub as Ella Sexton will come in. Number 15, the 6-foot junior. In for another 6-foot junior, Jasmine Gerber, who takes a break. Kelsey Bremnes to Aaron Siegenthaler. With 5:08 to play here in the half. 27-26. And Siegenthaler back out there as well. Kelsey Bremnes holding high on the right. Flips it to Aaron Siegenthaler. Left corner. Big sweep of the ball for Claire Ruff. Right side, Kelsey Bremnes. Right corner now, and Siegenthaler jabbing, holding, still has her dribble, goes to Kelsey Bremnes, high post entry, Claire Ruff, right elbow extended. Claire had Ella Sexton for a moment, couldn't quite find her. Aaron Siegenthaler, left wing. Aaron, down the right side of the lane, into the lane, and Siegenthaler, one-handed runner, no, fight for the rebound inside, and Cameron digs it out. It's Bailey Olsen. Under 4.5 to go in the first half. Cameron a chance to retake the lead. Bailey Olsen flips one up with the right hand. Counted and a foul. Athletic play for the junior. Cameron takes the lead back 28-27. And we'll see who that one goes against for McDonald.
I think Kelsey maybe. Oh, no.
Emily Hartman. That's not right. She's not out there.
No, I thought it was number three.
Three-point play is good. For Bailey Olsen, 29-27. Cameron with a two-point lead. Kelsey Bremnes into the right corner and Siegenthaler. McDonald down by two again. Trailed by as many as 14 here in the first half. Good high-low feed. Kelsey Bremnes goes high off the glass. No, grabs her own rebound, goes up again, and it won't fall. Claire Ruff trying to jar it loose along the baseline to no avail. Bailey Olsen spinning at the right elbow. Kick out right side. There's a three on the way for Cameron. Back rim off the top of the bracket. Maybe hit the support. So out of bounds to McDonald. Claire Ruff will take a breather. Riley Christensen and Chloe Flanagan back in. Aaron Siegenthaler will also sit probably for the rest of the half with those two fouls, you would presume. And a whistle and... checking something.
I think they want to see who got that foul. Like, they still got
again,
on the board.
Again, they have it on
31.
Emily Hartman, who wasn't on the floor, so it should be on Kelsey Bremnes.
Yes.
And I think they'll get that changed.
I think that's what they're looking at.
Yeah, so they're going to conference real quick just to make sure they get it right. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. It's Quality Propane and Fuels. .com. So the officials conversing, and now they do have it correct. So that is the first on Kelsey Bremnes. It's still 18 fouls to 7. McDonald has committed one more infraction than Cameron. And we're back to action here. 3:40 to go. Lady Max trailing by two. Ella Sexton in the paint, goes high off the glass. No. Riley Christensen almost went high for that rebound. Cameron attacking along the baseline. Off the glass, no. Riley couldn't quite pull the rebound down. Offensive rebound for Cameron. Nice dump feed down low. It's 31-27. Is that Moans again?
Yes, it was.
Christensen, right elbow extended. McDonald down four. Ella Sexton, left block. Off the glass, no, but she is fouled with 3:11 to play, and Ella will go to the line shooting a pair of free throws. Well, keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Rimming out on the first free throw, Ella Sexton. She'll have another opportunity here. Her team trailing by 4, 31-27. Second free throw is good for Ella. One possession deficit for the Lady Macs, 31-28, as Ella gets in the scoring column.
3:11 left on the clock here for the first half.
Right side outside the arc for the Comets. Driving into the lane, kick out into the left corner. Claire Ruff and Sievert. Olsen against Chloe Flanagan has a height advantage. We'll take a three straight on. Front of the rim. No. Ella Sexton pulls down the rebound over the back against Cameron's.
That might go against, 24.
24.
For a second.
Which is Anna Baraboo, their leading rebounder, the senior. And that's going to send McDonald to the line, shooting a 1-1. And that'll be Ella Sexton, who just split a pair of free throws last trip. That was the 19th foul, I should say, on Cameron. And a sub for Cameron. Kylie Cherney comes in, 5'9" junior forward. First free throw for Sexton, the 1-1, that's perfect. 31-29, nicely done by Ella. Chance to pull the Lady Macs back within a point.
She's got a real nice free throw shot.
Second one is good as well. 3-for-4 from the foul line for Ella Sexton. Pulls her team back a little bit closer. 31-30 Cameron. 2:44 to go. McDonald's led by 1 point very briefly. They trailed by as many as 14 here in the first half. Claire Ruff almost a steal up top. Sievert right side gives it up. Bailey Olson. Top of the wheel between the key. Poked away by Claire Ruff. Ruff now with a steal. Ruff drops it off. Ann Siegenthaler. Ann twisting up in the paint with the left hand. No. Fight scrabble for the ball. And do we have a foul or a tie-up?
Nope. It's going to be a foul.
And that whistle going against...
I think they might have called that.
It was against Cameron, but...
Oh, it was, yeah. 13.
Bailey Olson, they're listing that as her third foul.
I got her for two.
2:22 on the clock. McDonald a chance to take the lead here as Kelsey Bremenis unfortunately comes up a little short on the first free throw, but a chance now to tie for the Lady Macs. See if that's accurate, if that really is three against Inez Schmidt and Bailey Olson. Offensive rebound off the miss, and Siegenthaler is fouled. That's Kylie Cherney on that foul. And Ann will go to the line shooting two, so McDonald another chance to tie or take the lead here. Yeah, we'd have to check that. I am not sure that Bailey Olson has three fouls already. First free throw for Siegenthaler. The junior is good. We're tied at 31. And Siegenthaler now with 6 points. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Siegenthaler, second free throw is good. And McDonald, for the second time tonight, has a 1 point lead. 32-31. It's one of the best in the heart of the North, the Cameron Comets. Sievert, good head fake, pulls up mid-range, won't go down. Jasmine Gerber has the rebound, then tied up, able to get it out, but lost it. Bridget Moans. Moans, she's tied up, has it knocked away, and gets it back. A lot of active hands on both sides. Under 2 minutes to play in the first half. A lot of athleticism on both sides.
Yep.
Aggressive defense.
Fouls playing that. They're playing a man-to-man.
Oh. Little walk in the lane, but a whistle and a foul.
First.
And that's going to send Cameron to the line, shooting a 1-1.
That one went against Emily.
So Emily Hartman now does have 2 fouls.
Yep.
That's McDonald's 9th. Free throw. Rims out. Jasmine Gerber secures the rebound for the Lady Macs. 32-31, they lead. Chance to extend to their largest lead of the night. Led by a point a couple times. And Siegenthaler, right corner, back up to Chloe Flanagan. Claire Ruff, a deep three, left wing, side of the rim. No. Offensive rebound, Emily Hartman. Hartman underneath the hoop, she is fouled. There's going to be 2 free throws either way for the Lady Macs as Emily will make her way to the free throw line. If you've had hail damage from last May that you haven't dealt with yet, you have 1 year to file your claim, so get your exterior checked before May 15th. Don't settle for one of the door knockers. Go with your experienced local contractor, Aerial Management and Construction. That's Aerial Management and Construction. First free throw is good for Emily Hartman. Hartman with 6 points. 3 for 3 from the foul line. 33-31. Second one rims out. 2-point lead for the Lady Macs. Cameron on the move once again. Bridget Moans up top. Had a screen for a moment. Looking for a handoff to Bailey Olson. Just over a minute left. Cameron going to take a quick breath here and hold for a while.
I think McDonald switching over to man-to-man defense has kind of stifled their three-point shooting.
Clear rough on Bailey Olson. Pair of very talented juniors. And Cameron had a barrage of threes early on. Quinn Grassman looking for Bailey Olson, comes to get it. 39 seconds left. Olson crossing over on Claire Ruff, hassling her for the basketball. Peyton Seaver driving into the lane, blocked by Jasmine Gerber, but offensive rebound to put back in her tie. That was
number one.
Grassman, Sue Kylie Cherney, rather.
Yep.
With 22 seconds left. Jasmine Gerber in the right corner, all the way across the floor to Emily Hartman. Hartman pulls up in the lane, partially blocked. And Cherney got a piece of that. Now Cameron with 10 seconds left, a chance to take the lead into the half. Bailey Olson up top. Back up top, Bridget Moans. Moans scoots to the right side. Quick trigger on a three for Cameron. That one's an air ball. And Ann Siegenthaler will catch it and say, that's about enough. Through one half, tied. A lot of fun here. Hope you'll stay with us on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes with our halftime stats, analysis, and highlights, a preview of your 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game. At the break, we're tied at 33. Back in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Macs Basketball.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Von Hayden slides it out to Munson, looking for another three.
Boom.
Got it again.
Held up for a moment. Krista comes in, fires a shot.
Oh. Big rebound, and it went in. The Cards got the rebound shot, and it is 2-0 Chi-High.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Royal Credit Union is here to help you plan ahead with health savings accounts that make saving for healthcare simpler and more rewarding. Royal's HSA checking has no monthly fees and easy access with your HSA debit card. And with tiered rates, you can earn more as your balance grows. It's time to start saving for medical expenses tax-free with a Royal HSA. Learn more and open your account at rcu.org/save HSA. Insured by NCUA.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. We'll have your halftime highlights coming up, a preview of our 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game. We are tied at 33, and this is a game that looked like it could get away from the Lady Max early on. They trailed 22-8, went on a 12-0 run, and then we've been kind of neck and neck since then, Mark, and that's sort of what we expected, I think, throughout this game. And just Cameron had a barrage of threes, and McDonald able to come back slowly but surely, chip away at that, and now we're seeing more of the back and forth that we expected. Maybe a few more turnovers, a few more fouls than either coach would like, but overall entertaining first half.
And again, I think they both kind of simmered down on the turnovers a little bit. They started off, you know, they were both turning the ball over very, very quickly. They both had five apiece within the first couple of minutes. I got McDonald at about 10 turnovers right now, and Cameron at 9. So they've kind of slowed down on the turnovers. So they've both understood that, you know, they're up against some good defenses here, and got to take care of the basketball. And again, I think they switched there and went to a man-to-man defense, and that kind of stifled Cameron from putting up so many threes right away that they were hitting on. And the girls are doing a very good job of sticking with their person on defense and eliminating that long ball.
When you look at the scoring on both sides, 7 players have scored for McDonald and 6 for Cameron. And thank you for helping me get my McDonald scoring on track here, as I was missing a couple baskets. But first for Cameron, Bridget Moens has 14 points. That's what she averages per game, is 14.1, and she has 14 in the first half. She has a couple threes, was really strong, especially kind of in that first half of the first half. 10 for Bailey Olson. She averages 11.6 per game. So kind of the leading scores, the stars, as you were for Cameron, have come out to play very early on in this game. But again, Cameron was stuck on that 22-point mark for a while after jumping out 22-8. Just single-digit scores for the other 4 people who have scored for Cameron. 3 for Peyton Sievert, 2 apiece for Anna Baraboo, had some foul trouble, 2 for Quinn Grassman, 2 for Kylie Cherney. Inez Schmidt hasn't scored. She averages 10.3 points per game. She has 3 fouls in the first half. So again, Aaron Siegenthaler and Inez Schmidt both struggling with some foul trouble for their respective teams. On the other side for McDonald, no one in double digits yet, but 7 apiece for Ann Siegenthaler and Riley Christensen, 6 for Emily Hartman, 4 apiece for Claire Ruff and Jasmine Gerber, 3 for Ella Sexton, and 2 for Chloe Flanagan. And some balanced scoring for the Lady Max, and that, again, is what we're used to seeing for them. You don't necessarily see somebody scoring 25 and then a bunch in single digits. You usually hope to have three or even 4 girls, if you're fortunate, in double digits for the Lady Max.
Yeah, and again, you know, Cameron's sticking into their zone matchup there, where they're sitting like a 2-3 almost, and then but they attack the basketball right away, going out, making it look like man coverage. And again, McDonald's just being very patient there on the offense and start making some good passes and getting some good looks underneath. So we only got Emily hit a 3 and Riley hit a 3, so that's all we got going up there for the 3-point range. And it's good to see the girls taking care of the basketball underneath the basket.
We'll take a listen now to our Fiber Fast Plays of the Half, brought to you by 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Sounded like this in the first half of a tie game. Long lead bounce pass, and Claire Ruff easily scoops that up. Goes to Ann Siegenthaler. Ann back to Claire. Claire back to Ann. Ann spinning at the right block. Up and in for 2. We're tied at 6. For Riley Christensen. Riley came in briefly, had a bucket. Left side, Emily Hartman. Snaps off a 3. Left corner pocket. A big 3 for McDonald. Now Cameron wants
full
a timeout.
Timeout, yeah.
Didn't actually go down. She just kind of fell backward a little bit. Almost like, I'm not going to give you the satisfaction of knocking me down, even though I am going to draw an offensive foul. Riley has it right wing, attacking the hoop. Riley going at the glass and scores. Doing it on the offensive end, defensive end, Riley Christensen. It's 24-22. McDonald down by just a deuce. Line picked up her dribble near midcourt. Riley Christensen, bullet pass to Jasmine Gerber. Gerber going from one side of the hoop to the other, and we're tied at 24.
Good passing there by the girls.
That's how it sounded. Your Fiber Fast Plays of the Half, brought to you by 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. We'll step out and be back in 30 seconds here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Before the second half begins, our halftime tradition of Mark Maloney's military shoutouts. That's in half a minute on WOGO.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Apiece before the second half begins.
Here at McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls, it's our halftime tradition. Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. Please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. And we got Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base. He's just driving down, back from San Antonio. He was down at Randolph Air Force Base doing a little work down there. Jory Kabishik up at Eielson Air Force Base in Fairbanks, Alaska. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm over at Yokota Air Force Base, Japan. Greg Hovland is a Colfax grad, is at Davis-Moffett Air Force Base in Tucson, Arizona. Sarah Passon-Bofies with the 133rd Civil Engineers with Minnesota Air Force National Guard. Kristen Levesser is in the Air Force National Guard, also out of Minneapolis. Carter Billen working security forces at the Navy Brig in San Diego. Jeff Link is a 2019 Chi High grad in the Air Force, currently at Italy. I got to see where he's at. He might have moved already because he was over there last year. John Hayton from Colfax in the Army Guard out of Spooner, currently deployed overseas. Brandon Anderson from Colfax is active duty in the Navy. Wayne Trimble just retiring from the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Noah Stewart, a Chi High grad at Joint Base Bowling Air Force Base in Washington, D.C. Ellie Eckes is a McDonnell grad. She's a second lieutenant in the Army Signal Corps, along with her brother, Evan Eckes, is in the Navy ROTC out at Purdue. Paul Tetrault is in the Army, a 2025 grad from McDonnell. Mason Gadel is a Chi High grad with the Merchant Marines. Matt Pulver at Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska. Jonathan Larson, a 2020 McDonnell grad in the Army down at Texas. Stephen Petronovich is a Marine Corps veteran and currently in the Coast Guard at Sault Ste. Marie. And Stephen Maloney, my nephew, is out of Colorado Army Reserves, currently overseas also. So, again, a huge thank you to all of our military out there.
We say thank you, and again, sometimes it seems like just words, but we want you to know how much we appreciate what you do, the sacrifices that you make, seen and unseen, the sacrifices your families make. And again, we want to honor our military service members. Every single McDonald boys and girls game, we'd love to add to the list.
Yes, we would.
Tied at 33, Cameron with the basketball starting the second half. Good feed, but
oh, nice.
Claire Ruff erases the shot from Bailey Olson. Claire gets it back, attacking the hoop. Missed one point blank, gets it back again off the glass and missed again. Now a push ahead for the Comets. Driving into the lane, Euro to the old rack, and we'll have a whistle and a foul. Emily Hartman may have just picked up her third.
That's a blocking foul there.
Opportunities on both sides.
Yeah, Claire.
Right away.
It was great passing back and forth there between Claire and Chloe. And Claire missed the first one, got her own rebound, and missed the second one. Good shots, just didn't go in.
First free throw is good for Bailey Olson to break this 33-all tie. Olson now sitting at 11 points. She averages 11.6 per game. So good position there. Both teams into the double bonus in the first half. We'll see how it ends up here in the second half. Second free throw, no good. Fight for the rebound and a travel called on Cameron as the rebound taken down. And Riley Christensen, I think, in there fighting for it with Anna Baraboo. Baraboo had a little foul trouble in the first half. She's the leading rebounder for Cameron. Riley Christensen sneaking back door. Resets. Can't get it to drop from 4 feet. Now a whistle and a tie-up, and possession will go to McDonald as Claire Ruff and Riley Christensen getting in there with active hands.
Yeah, they're both, Claire and Riley both had really good shots there from right under the basket. That rim's not being very kind to us right now.
Siegenthaler to inbound, loops it up top to Claire Ruff, top of the key. 34-33, minute gone by in the second half, McDonald down by a point to Cameron. Olson against Claire Ruff. Trouble along the baseline. They'll work it back out to Chloe Flanagan on the right wing. Flanagan against Sievert. Riley Christensen picks up her dribble back to Chloe right wing. Chloe finds a cutting in. Siegenthaler and Inez Schmidt may have just picked up her fourth foul as she tried to reach through and knock that one away. And that is a tough one against the junior for Cameron. With a minute 15 gone by in the second half, she's going to have to sit for quite a while, you would presume, with four fouls.
Yeah.
Siegenthaler to inbound. Aaron to Ann Siegenthaler. Ann just outside the right block. In the lane, back up top, Riley Christensen. 34-33 Cameron. Riley picks up her dribble, walk with the basketball. We'll discover a future of excellence that is rooted in history at McDonald Area Catholic Schools, educating students from pre-K all the way to senior year. McDonald is now accepting applications for the 2026-27 school year. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org today. Bridget Moen's on the run. Lead feed ahead. Claire Ruff had it for a moment. Lost it. Good save in bounds. I think that was Sievert. Shot along the baseline. Hit the side of the backboard. Tie up. Riley Christensen ends up on the floor. Possession going to go to the Cameron Comets. As that was Baraboo.
Yeah. Good fight there.
Number 24 against number 24. And inbounding will be Cameron. They lead by a point. Moens at the left elbow. Lost the handle for a moment. Gets it back up top to Sievert. Sievert leaves it for Moen. And Moen's now on the right side to Grassman, the freshman. Moen's back to Grassman. Bailey Olson on the right wing. Grassman up top with almost 2 minutes gone by. Kick to the right corner, rather Moen's to Grassman. Three-point shot, no. Riley Christensen went down in a heap. And a whistle and a held ball again as bodies all over the floor. And everybody making sure everyone else is all right as Moens went down. Baraboo went down. Riley went down. Bunch of tough kids out there.
Yeah, Riley just got sandwiched between a couple of defenders. And also maybe one of our own girls was in on that rebound there. So there was just a lot of bodies happening.
Christensen wide open left corner. Pocket three. She got another one. Riley gives McDonald the two-point lead. 36-34. Ball knocked out of bounds by quick hands from Chloe Flanagan. It'll stay with Cameron as they now trail by two. It's their largest deficit of the night. Bridget Moens across the timeline. Lost the handle. Chloe Flanagan has it for a moment. Riley Christensen scoops it up. Riley across the timeline. Nice feed down low. And Siegenthaler a layup. 38-34, McDonald, timeout on the floor. We'll step out and be back.
Full timeout.
In 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. Back in 1 minute. This is Lady Max Basketball.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower and add grab bars for extra safety. Or finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Carter Jagger on site, our camera operator and video producer. Tony Stevenson, audio producer, back at the WOGO studios in Hallie. 4-point lead for the Lady Macs. They come out as per usual with full court pressure. Bailey Olson, full head of steam across the timeline. Right side for Bridget Moens. Moens pulls it up just outside the right elbow. Back to Bailey Olson. Olson attacking with the left hand. Fights a pass into the left corner. That's Sievert taken away from her by Siegenthaler. Oh. Siegenthaler gave it right back as she stumbled. Down the lane, Baraboo, nice left-handed layup. 38-36, I believe that's the first points for Anna Baraboo.
Might have been her second basket.
Lost out of bounds, McDonald trouble with the pass. And with 15:01 remaining, turnover by the Lady Macs gives it back to the Comets, who can tie or take the lead. Bridget Moens, doubled all the way across the floor. Olson kicks to Sievert in the left corner. 14:53 left. Olson working off a screen from Baraboo. Gives it right back to Baraboo, who looked like she took an extra step, and she did. Official Dan Peckle caught that one. Another turnover on the Cameron side now. Gives it back to the Lady Macs with 14:47 to play in the second half and a two-point advantage, 38-36. Lady Macs have led by as many as four, trailed by as many as 14. Erin Siegenthaler up top for Chloe Flanagan. High post, kicking to the left corner. Riley Christensen hit a three from there. Can she do it again? Backer in this time, no. Cameron on the break. Two on three, lost in the lane, and stepping on the end line. And the turnover back to McDonald as Jasmine Gerber enters the game, and Siegenthaler will take a quick break for Coach Sally Williams. Both teams 17-4. Both second place in their respective conferences. Cameron still has a conference game to go against conference leader Hayward. Bounce left side. Chloe Flanagan drops down to Riley Christensen. Kick out. Erin Siegenthaler straight on for three. Side of the rim. No. Offensive rebound. Chloe Flanagan drops it down immediately. Kelsey Bremnes fights it back out to Riley Christensen. There's a tie up and possession should go to Cameron. With 14:02 left. And it will. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com at StelterIncorporated.com. The long arm of the law that is Jasmine Gerber just swatted an inbounds pass right back along the baseline, and Bailey Olson will try it again. Olson holding, waiting. Throws to midcourt. That's Baraboo. Baraboo finds Bailey Olson. Olson across the timeline, driving right down the middle of the lane, runs over her defender, but a blocking foul called on Chloe Flanagan. 13:54 left. That is the second team foul on McDonald.
First one on Chloe.
And Bailey Olson will go to the line, a chance to tie this game. Trailing right now 38-36. First free throw for the junior is good. 1 point contest. Olson now at 12. Second attempt is good as well. 38 apiece. We are locked up again after being deadlocked at 33 at the half. Riley Christensen to Erin Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler snaps off a three, and she got it! Left wing bomb for Erin Siegenthaler. McDonald
steal.
Riley. Steal rather for Jasmine Gerber. Couldn't get the layup to fall. Now Cameron attacking along the baseline. Kick out. A three to tie is good. Bailey Olson, 41-41. That was Erin Siegenthaler's first basket.
Yeah.
Pace of the game picking up a little bit.
What we expected out of this game.
Almost 5 minutes gone by. Student section now on its feet for McDonald. Kelsey Bremnes. Tough runner. Comes up short. Someone may have got a piece of that. Bridget Moans. Trying to avoid the double team, and she will. Breezing across the timeline. Throws a tough pass to Baraboo. Looking to the corner. Long two. That one rims out. Riley Christensen snaps down the rebound. Riley. Push ahead to Jasmine Gerber. Down the middle of the lane. Jasmine off the glass. No. Rebound to Bailey Olson. Olson right down the middle of the court. And a whistle and a little hand check up top against Jasmine Gerber. With 12:37 to play. Four out of five will be subbed out here for the Lady Macs. Emily Hartman, Claire Ruff. And Lauren Buescher sees her first action. Number 11, the senior. And Ann Siegenthaler back on the floor as well.
I think last night was senior night for the girls.
Was indeed. Chloe Flanagan and Lauren Buescher, the two seniors on this team. Almost a third of the way through the second half. Sievert high off the glass. No rebound. Tipped out. Chasing it down as we moan high on the left. We stay tied at 41. Cameron again, an elite offensive rebounding team. Over 18 a game. Moans right side. Driving the lane. A kick down to Baraboo. Baraboo baseline jumper is good. 43-41 Cameron. Anna Baraboo. She now has 6 points. Erin Siegenthaler, right wing. Trying to get by Sievert. Lost on the way to the hoop. Dug out by Cameron. Moans. Push ahead. Down the right side of the lane. An easy layup. Cameron back up two baskets. That was Grassman. Yep. She has four. Lady Max dug themselves into a 14-point hole in the first half, came back from it. Don't want to let Cameron get ahead too much here in the second half. Claire Ruff spots up a three. That one comes up well short. Long push ahead. Grassman, nice bounce pass. Other side. 47-41. Timeout by McDonald with 11:22 to play. 60-second timeout. We're back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Royal Credit Union is here to help you plan ahead with health savings accounts that make saving for healthcare simpler and more rewarding. Royal's HSA checking has no monthly fees and easy access with your HSA debit card. And with tiered rates, you can earn more as your balance grows. It's time to start saving for medical expenses tax-free with a Royal HSA. Learn more and open your account at rcu.org/save HSA. Insured by NCUA.
Lady Max basketball at WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls on this Valentine's night at McDonald Central High School. 47-41, the Cameron Comets leading your McDonald Lady Max by two full possessions. McDonald with the basketball coming out of the timeout. And Siegenthaler, right corner, back up to Emily Hartman. Claire Ruff up top. Left side, Aaron Siegenthaler spots up a three. That one well off the mark. Knocked out of bounds, though, by Cameron. Will stay with McDonald with 11:04 to play. Still a ton of time left in this game. Cameron has created a little separation. McDonald trying to change that here on this possession. Inbounds to Claire Ruff at the right elbow against Bridget Moans. Claire pulls up in the lane. It's sweet from 6 feet. 47-43. Ruff has six. Olsen, high off the glass. No. Collision knocked out of bounds. Going to McDonald. Last touch by Cameron. Claire Ruff went down as well, and she'll jog back up. A lot of bodies hitting the hardwood yes, all throughout this evening. Ruff dumps down to Ann Siegenthaler in the left corner. Claire gets it back up top. Emily Hartman between the wheels, right side, Aaron Siegenthaler. 47-43, McDonald down four. A long cross-court skip pass. Ann Siegenthaler went high with two hands to grab that one. Emily Hartman up top just inside the arc to Aaron Siegenthaler with 10:27 to play. Aaron guarded closely, looking for sister Ann. Instead, throws it all the way across the floor and into her own bench. On the pass McDonald was looking for in that possession. Turnover back to the Comets. Bailey Olson directing traffic up top. Left corner for Sievert. Grassman has it up top. Sievert in the left corner, guarded by Emily Hartman. A couple subs coming in for the Lady Max. And the next stop, it's Chloe Flanagan and Riley Christensen. Grassman to Sievert, comes up for it. Hands off to Bridget Moans. Moans had 14 in the first half. Moans kicks to Sievert, left corner. Now back outside the arc. Finds Moans. Coach Chloe Wanick, very animated. There's something she was looking for, didn't get as far as her offensive execution. And now Cameron will turn the ball over and return the favor to the Lady Max. Unfortunately, someone just hit our scoreboard camera, and so we are going to have to try to get that taken care of, as we do not have a clock for you on the live video stream right now. Emily Hartman kicked to the left corner. Ann Siegenthaler for three. Front of the rim, no. Chloe Flanagan steps in front of a pass and knocks it to Riley Christensen. Head to Ann Siegenthaler. Ann, left-handed layup is good. Two-point game. Defense on one side from the senior. Leads to offense from the junior. 47-45. Drive along the baseline, no. Cameron, another offensive rebound and a tie-up.
Going to McDonald.
We'll go back the way of the Lady Max. 47-45. 9:01 to play. Claire Ruff for three, and the lead. She got it! Claire Ruff gives McDonald a 48-47 advantage. Timeout on the floor. We'll step out and be back right after this on WOGO Sports. It is a full timeout. 30-second timeout. Back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. 8:51 left to play. You'll see that soon on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel as our camera was knocked askew, and so our video operator, Carter Jagger, is doing his best to get that one locked back in for us. Appreciate it, Carter. We have a quick conference at the scorer's table with the officials and one of the Cameron assistants, and with 8:51 left in a one-point contest, Cameron will be inbounding. Comments up top, a steal by Ann Siegenthaler. Ann loses it on the way to the hoop, then knocks it away from Inez Schmidt. And it'll stay with McDonald. I guess it went off Schmidt.
Yeah. I don't know. Nobody's debating that.
So 48-47, McDonald's retaking the lead, and now they will inbound. Find Emily Rather Riley Christensen. Oh. Riley can't get one to roll in from the left block. 8.5 minutes to go. Jumper to take the lead along the baseline. No for Cameron. Block shot in the middle on the offensive rebound. Now we have another tie-up.
And it's been Riley Christensen on just about every tie-up. She's in there fighting for the rebounds every time.
8:27 to play. One-point game. Cameron will inbound. Inez Schmidt, who lost it. Emily Hartman on the floor, and she rolled with the basketball. So the Comets will retake possession. Inbound up top to Inez Schmidt. Again, she's playing with those four fouls she sat for much of the second half. 48-47, the Lady Mavs. 8 minutes and change to go. A foul up top. And I think they're going to get Riley Christensen with this one as she just kind of bowled over Bailey Olson. That's the fourth whistle against McDonald, just one so far against Cameron here in the second half.
Third one on Riley.
There's some foul trouble on both sides. Two of the blocks, two of the elbows for Cameron. Inbound to Inez Schmidt, wide open for a jumper. Missed it. And grabbing the rebound, Aaron Siegenthaler. You have to box out against this Cameron team or they will hurt you on the offensive glass. Claire Ruff, big head fake pass up the three. Hangs in the air, can't get it to fall from the right side. Now Cameron on the run, down by a point, grasping down the lane, up with the left hand, no, fight for the rebound again, and Chloe Flanagan able to dig it out for the Max. She'll push it ahead to Claire Ruff, coming in to make the steal as Bailey Olson. We've said it a lot of athleticism on each side here. Olson finds Inez Schmidt, her shot erased by Riley Christensen, but Riley's going to pick up her fourth foul.
No, and I might put that one on Ann, or Aaron.
7:39 left.
Going to go on Aaron.
That's the fifth team foul against McDonald. Aaron Siegenthaler picks it up, as you mentioned.
That's her third.
Aaron Siegenthaler and Riley Christensen each with three fouls as Inez Schmidt misses the first free throw. Claire Ruff out, Kelsey Bremnis in for the Lady Max. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Inez Schmidt, second free throw is good. We're tied up again, 48-48. Inez Schmidt, her first point.
Yeah.
Kelsey Bremnes, right wing. Forces it down into the paint, reaching through from behind. If that was Inez Schmidt, she just fouled out. She's headed to the bench,
yep,
it is indeed. So Schmidt gets in the scoring column, but disappointment for the junior tonight. Averages 10.3 points per game, just one as she battled foul trouble throughout. 7.5 minutes to go. 48-48. And maybe some moisture on the floor right now. And so they will wipe that up. Competitive game here. If you're just joining us, McDonald trailed 22-8 in the first half. Went on a 12-0 run to cut it to just a single bucket. Tied at 33. At half, McDonald's led by a couple possessions here in the second half, as has Cameron, led by as many as six. Now we're tied at 48 again. Driving to the lane, kick out Riley Christensen. Christensen for another three. That one off the mark. Cameron with a rebound, knocked loose, and going the way of the Comets. Last touch by McDonald with 7:21 to play. Olsen up top, leaves it on the left wing, 7:14. Riley Christensen knocked it loose for a moment, couldn't quite get it away from Grassman. Finds Bridget Moens. Moens lost in the lane, gets it back, stepping along the baseline, throws a wild pass, and Grassman first to it. She'll drop down along the baseline, but a steal by Kelsey Bremnes, and Bremnes to Hartman. Hartman now will push for the Lady Mags. Hartman to Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan passes up the three. McDonald will slow it down this possession. Kelsey Bremnes right wing. Up top, Emily Hartman back to Chloe, the senior directing traffic right wing. Senior night last night for the Lady Max. Riley Christensen, low pass, Chloe Flanagan able to dig it out. Left side, Aaron Siegenthaler backtracking, resets the offense with just over 6.5 to play. Riley Christensen right side. The junior drives baseline, hangs in the air and hits. McDonald leads again. 50-48. Riley Christensen. She has 12 points, trying to break the tie. 51-50.
Sievert
with the three. That's her second three of the night. She has 6 points. Missed by Siegenthaler along the right baseline. 6:06 to go. Aaron Siegenthaler hassling Olsen. Olsen up top, working to the right elbow. Kick right side. Sievert again for three. Hit it again. 54-50. Sievert left open, and that's a mistake. She has 9, all from beyond the arc. Cameron back up 2 possessions. Kelsey Bremnes right side. Riley Christensen almost lost it up top. Gets the handle back. Throws to the right corner. Emily Hartman, high arcing three off the side of the rim. No. Fight for the offensive rebound. Riley Christensen has it, and she scores. Here's Siegenthaler credit.
Yep.
They're knocking it into the arms of Riley. 2-point ball game again. About 5:20 left. Bridget Moens guarded by Emily Hartman. Moens has a screen. Doesn't take it. Lost it for a moment. Finds Sievert. Chloe Flanagan giving her a wide berth. Now comes out on her a little bit more. Sievert to Grassman. Wanted a foul as Grassman got bumped pretty heavily there by Riley Christensen. A steal by Emily Hartman. Hartman with a steal. Racing down the left side of the lane. She's fouled hard as she goes to the hoop. 4:58 to play. Emily Hartman will go to the line, shooting two. Her team down two. Hartman breaking up the pass and trying to take it coast to coast. First free throw, too long. 54-52 it remains as Claire Ruff back in along with Aaron Siegenthaler, and Chloe Flanagan out. Emily Hartman hasn't scored yet in the second half. Had 6 in the first. Second free throw off the front of the rim. No offensive rebound. Ann Siegenthaler. Back out to Emily Hartman. Riley Christensen up top to Claire Ruff. Ruff a ball fake. 4:48 to play. Ann Siegenthaler outside the arc. Finds Riley Christensen, and she lost the handle. Riley fighting for it, trying to get it back. Cameron takes it away with Baraboo. Baraboo push ahead to Grassman. Grassman has her shot blocked by Claire Ruff and a foul. Claire thought she got it clean. The officials say otherwise.
Yeah, it looked clean from here, but referee Paul Osmond was right there on top of it.
That is the sixth foul on McDonald. So free throws are the rest of the way for Cameron. First free throw is good. Full one possession lead for the Comets. So Quinn Grassman now with 5 points. The second attempt coming. Make this a two-possession game again. She won't, but grabs her own offensive rebound and pulls it up and in. Oh, a big mistake by McDonald, not blocking out the shooter.
Yep. Fundamental 101.
57-52, Lady Max down five. Claire Ruff for three, straight on. That one well short. Offensive rebound, Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron throws it away. Bailey Olson far side. Olson attacking the lane, stumbled, traveled, and the officials on top of that with 4:09 left. 57-52, getting kind of into that danger zone without the shot clock here in high school basketball in Wisconsin, where you don't want to fall behind by three possessions. You figure Cameron's going to start bleeding as much clock as they can every possession, especially with six fouls committed by the Lady Max already. I get one here if you're McDonald. Aaron Siegenthaler up top. Right side feed for Chloe Flanagan. Claire Ruff up top. Finds Aaron Siegenthaler looking for a three. That one fell off the mark. Looked online, but a little bit too strong. Bailey Olson pushes ahead right side of Bridget Moans. Just over 3.5 minutes to play. They find Baraboo at the right elbow. Peyton Sievert at the right corner. Sievert drives one hard. Has her shot blocked. Jasmine Gerber erases that shot from Sievert. Chloe Flanagan picked up her dribble and Siegenthaler left wing. Just over 3:20 to play in a 5-point game. McDonald trailing 57-52.
Need to convert here.
Claire Ruff right wing. Chloe Flanagan up top. Both teams played last night. Maybe that coming into play a little bit here. Long cross-court feed and Siegenthaler from Aaron Siegenthaler to Chloe Flanagan up top. Claire Ruff left wing. Ruff pulls up, baseline jumper off the far side of the rim. No, rebound cleared by Cameron. And we have a whistle and a timeout with 2:55 to play. We'll be back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Cameron in a good position right now with 2:55 remaining, leading 57-52 with a basketball, and any foul by McDonald puts the Comets at the line. Lady Max will need to create some turnovers without fouling.
Yeah. They're going to go after him aggressively, I would assume, because Cameron, I'm assuming she took that timeout to say, let's take care of the ball and bleed some clock.
Inbounds to Bailey Olson. Bridget Moans now. Moans across the timeline, throws a high pass down low. Baraboo off the glass. No, Claire Ruff grabs the rebound. Ruff push ahead to Aaron Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler attacking into the lane.
Oh,
and it's a fall. Offensive rebound and Siegenthaler. And lost it. And stepping out of bounds was Moans after the steal.
Good shot there by Aaron. Again, that rim down there has not been very kind to us.
Aaron Siegenthaler to trigger this one into Claire Ruff. Catches at the foul line. Claire spins up with the left hand. Couldn't get the finish. McDonald can't clear the rebound. Moans now on the run. Bridget Moans dumps it down. Jasmine Gerber coming from behind knocks it away and knocked it off of Cameron out of bounds.
Off her foot.
Wow. How about Jasmine Gerber?
Yep, getting down the floor.
Good hustle, good effort. Transition defense. 2:20 to go.
Out of time, but we got to have a little sense of urgency here.
The offense has not come easily for McDonald here in the second half. They trail by five. Claire Ruff passes up the three. Dumps it down low. Aaron Singenthaler, and Singenthaler. A lay-in from low on the right. 57-54. Just a one-possession game, just like that. And Singenthaler now with 13 points. Under 2 minutes to play, 57-54. Lady Max down three. Feed to Sievert. Sievert lost it, retrieves it in the corner. She's immediately double, throws a dangerous pass, and Cameron trying to save it. That's going to be an over and back violation, and it's McDonald basketball down three with a minute 41 to play.
So we didn't even touch it there to get the over and back. The ball just went out of bounds.
So Chloe Flanagan, because of that, will inbound from the opposite side in front of her own bench.
Good possession here.
Aaron Singenthaler. Aaron up top. Again, McDonald doesn't need a three, down three, but you want a bucket. And Singenthaler off the glass and scores, attacking from the left side. 1 point game, 57-56. And Singenthaler with 15. Bridget Moans, double near midcourt, stumbling, and a timeout will bail her out with a minute 18 to play. Coach Chloe Wanick wants the timeout. We'll take it as well. We are back in 60 seconds, back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower and add grab bars for extra safety. Or finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement. Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Well, a sweetheart of a game on Valentine's night here on WOGO Sports. 1:18 remaining. Cameron with the basketball, leading your McDonald Central Lady Max 57-56. Lady Max can't foul without sending the comments to the line, but they do shoot 47% from the foul line. We'll see if that comes into play. Bridget Moans lost the handle, got it back to Grassman. Kick out to Bailey Olson. Minute 7 to play. And clock on the side of the Comets here as they lead by a single point, 57-56. Can they execute offensively here? Bridget Moans tripped up by Aaron Singenthaler. That is her fourth, and Moans will go to the line, shooting a 1-1 here. Only three fouls against Cameron should McDonald take the lead back. Final minute of action here. Game perhaps with some seeding implications. 57-56 Cameron. Moans the junior. First free throw. Back rim, no. Scrabble for the rebound. Claire Ruff secures it. McDonald down one. 50 seconds to play. Ann Singenthaler. Claire Ruff. Chloe Flanagan up top. Left side for Aaron Singenthaler outside the arc. Work against this 2-3 zone. Flips it out to Chloe Flanagan. Short corner feed. Ann Singenthaler. 38 seconds. McDonald down 157-56. They'll get it to Claire Ruff with 34 seconds to play. Riley Christensen on the left wing finds Claire Ruff. Ruff just outside the lane. Aaron Singenthaler left side for Riley Christensen. Looking for a three and rims out with 22 seconds left. McDonald needs to foul quickly here. Right side paint. Sievert, she took an extra step. It looked like.
Yeah.
No call. 14 seconds left. 13.1 before Bailey Olson is fouled. Lady Max took a lot of time on that possession, got a decent look, and it just,
yes, did.
Again, that rim has not been nice to McDonald. So Olson, perhaps the best free throw shooter for this Cameron team, will still shoot a 1-1 here with 13.1 seconds left. Free throw is good. Now a 2-point lead for Cameron, 58-56. Bailey Olson, 17 on the night. This to make it a full one-possession game again. Free throw is good. Two clutch free throws for Bailey Olson. McDonald down 59-56. 13.1 seconds to play. Aaron Siegenthaler across the timeline. Looks for Chloe Flanagan, and Flanagan threw it away. There's 7.1 seconds left. Looking for Riley Christensen in the corner, too high.
Full timeout, McDonald.
Timeout taken. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Von Hayden slides it out to Munson, looking for another three.
Boom. Held up for a moment. Krista comes in, fires a shot.
Oh! Rebound, and it went in. The Cards got the rebound shot, and it is 2-0 Chi High.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Well, a change here. They gave McDonald the timeout before the turnover, so the Lady Macs will have it back. 7.7 seconds to play, down 59-56. Riley Christensen inbounds to Claire Ruff. Ruff with 7 seconds. Ruff pulls up to tie the game. Ruff won't go down. Kicks out. Claire's going to have one more chance. She'll lose it off of the end. Back to Cameron, and the clock runs out on McDonald. 59-56. They fall to the Comets here on Valentine's night.
Great game. It was what we expected.
Playoff type of atmosphere, and congratulations to the Comets moving to 18-4. McDonald falls to 17-5. Non-conference game, competitive, as you might expect, for the Lady Macs come up just short. They came back from multiple deficits here tonight, but just couldn't quite get it done at the conclusion. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes with the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service and affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. That's postglassandmirror.com. Back in 3 minutes, we'll have your 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game and your Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap. That's all ahead in three on WOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Royal Credit Union is here to help you plan ahead with health savings accounts that make saving for healthcare simpler and more rewarding. Royal's HSA checking has no monthly fees and easy access with your HSA debit card. And with tiered rates, you can earn more as your balance grows. It's time to start saving for medical expenses tax-free with a Royal HSA. Learn more and open your account at rcu.org/save HSA. Insured by NCUA.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower and add grab bars for extra safety. Or finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement. Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
We welcome you into our Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Shortly, we'll have the Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats Recap brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. That in a moment with the stats recap, but your thoughts on this one overall is... It was kind of what we expected it to be, a tight back-and-forth game.
It was. It was exactly how we expected it. Cameron's just, they run a very good offense. They take care of the basketball. The turnovers were limited in the second half by both teams, actually. They both did a nice job there. McDonald had some opportunities there. Ball just didn't fall through the hoop. Nothing you can do about that. The girls played very well. They stayed consistent throughout, and did a really nice job there. Ain't much you can say. I mean, it was just a really, really good basketball game.
Again, just there have been a couple games recently for the Lady Macs where shots that they normally make just didn't go down. I was looking at the stats from that Regis game, and a credit to the Ramblers, who are a phenomenal team and played very well. But we shot 3-for-29 from three that night, 10.7%. If you shoot even your normal percentage, shooting 29 threes, I was thinking about adds 15 points probably to your tally, and maybe that game's a little bit different. And tonight, honestly, the number of really close makeable shots, layups and shots in the paint that normally would go down just didn't. It just was one of those nights where you weren't quite as sharp as you would hope to be. Cameron was sharp, and have to give them a ton of credit. They rebound the ball very, very well, especially on the offensive side. And every single time you bring the ball anywhere close to them on the defensive side, they're pawing at it, they're hacking at it, they're poking it loose. They're an excellent defensive team, excellent offensive rebounding team, and they did enough offensively to pull it out here down the stretch.
Yeah, they did a really nice job. And you had, Baraboo and Riley just going after rebound and tying each other up. They had a really good night of basketball there, going against each other. Two good fighters down there just going at it. So they did a nice job rebounding there. And again, Riley, I think, probably had one of her better games of the year that I've watched her play. She was just going at it, and she had quite a few points too. So it was just a great basketball game.
Well, let's take a look now at those Holly Bovee Names You Know stats. Leading scorers for both sides in a moment. Eight players scored tonight for McDonald, seven for the visiting Cameron Comets. They were led by Bailey Olson, who had 10 in the first half, finished with 18 on the night. Bridget Moens had 14 in the first half, and they held her to 14 for the game. She didn't score in the second half, so she's right at her season average of 14 points. No one else in double digits for Cameron, but several others close. Peyton Sievert with 9 points, and she had two big threes in that second half. Eight for Anna Baraboo, who battled some foul trouble but had 6 of her 8 in the second half. Quinn Grassman had a nice second half with 5 of her 7 points. 2 for Kylie Cherney and 1 for Inez Schmidt, who fouled out. And again, Schmidt normally would average about 10 points per game, and foul trouble kind of kept her on the bench a lot here tonight. On the other side for McDonald, 15 points for Ann Sigenthaler to lead the way. You mentioned Riley Christensen, a really strong game, 7 in each half. She had 14 here tonight. And again, just battling on all sides of the floor
for Riley Christensen. Claire Ruff had 9 points for McDonald's. They had two in double figures, six for Emily Hartman, four for Jasmine Gerber, three apiece for Ella Sexton and Aaron Siegenthaler, and two for Chloe Flanagan. And I believe that adds up to 56 for McDonald's. They fall 59-56 here as Coach will join us here. And so we'll get her on the shot. Coach will get the headset on. And we will get Lucas here as well as Coach Sally Williams joins us. And, Coach, game, we've been saying, kind of as you might expect, two teams that are both vying for top two, top three seeds in the respective halves of the sectional. And what did you like so far from the first half, second half? What do you say, hey, that needs to be a little bit better? Because, I mean, you were down 14 points in the first half and came back to a halftime tie, ended up taking a lead by a couple possessions. It was a back-and-forth game after that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, from the beginning, it was back and forth. They'd go on a run, we'd come back. We might get ahead, then they come back, right? It was definitely a back and forth. But going in the playoffs, like, mentality, obviously we got 1 week left, but it was a great battle. We knew that going into it. Just two tough opponents that are very similar in style, similar in personnel. And I didn't like us coming out. We came out of the gates a little slow and just very sloppy. And so that we definitely got to clean up. But I did appreciate how we responded. You know, we always respond back. It doesn't matter how deep we get back. We go on a run and we find a way to dig deep, and we settled in, and then we were good from there. We just couldn't make enough bunnies tonight to kind of hit those shots, but they'll come. And it was a good testament. Like I said, it was a playoff atmosphere game, and it's a tough game at the end. And so, again, I always say you want to be playing your best basketball at the end. And so what a great opponent. Give them a lot of credit, okay? They came in ready to work. They started hitting shots, right? We got to adjust. And so it was a battle both ways, and so I think it grew both of our teams.
Coach, again, a reason you want to play this one, obviously, before seeding, but also just a reason you want to play a non-conference opponent like Cameron. Maybe you have a chance to see them again in the playoffs. That'd be a long way down the road, but just saying, hey, this is a team that will make us sharper afterward, and I think we saw that in this game, even with the girls having to come back from a 14-point deficit in the first half. But then at the end, honestly, with the foul trouble that you were in, we were saying Cameron was in a position to bleed a lot of clock, and instead, all of a sudden, you come back within a single point, and like you said, shots just didn't go down that maybe normally would, but the girls put themselves in a position to win despite some of those deficits and adverse circumstances.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, like, we were in the position to win. We had a shot at the we had a good shot, I thought, and we almost had a good second shot to take it, so or to tie it, and that's what you can ask for. Again, like, when the chips are down, how are we going to respond? And I thought we battled tight, and it was a good, just close game atmosphere, and how are we going to respond to that moving forward? It's just good for us to go into next week.
And finally, Coach, looking at this final week of the regular season, what is your message to the team? I know you've got a non-conference game against a bigger school in Eau Claire North. That's always a good battle, especially physically. Mm-hmm. You've got a Columbus Catholic team that we'll see at a week from tonight, yep, as well, too, in the Clover Belt crossover game. So final week of practices before the playoffs, final week of non-conference games. What's the message to the team? What do you hope to get in saying, hey, we have to be at our best, mm-hmm, when it comes to playoff time, knowing that we're probably going to have a tough game right out of the gate?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it just starts from just taking care of ourselves and taking care of our bodies and buying into the little things, and just continuing to work hard and get better and push ourselves. This isn't a time to just lax off and just rely on what we've done the whole year. We're going to continue to push and get better and fine-tune the things that we need to, and keep working on our weaknesses and keep growing our strengths.
Well, Coach, always good to see you. Happy Valentine's to you, yes, and your family, and looking forward to seeing you guys in a week. And best of luck with seeding tomorrow, and we'll see what they send you, and we'll be there the whole way.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, and thank you, guys. Happy Valentine's to all those watching, and especially to our family. Right, Lucas, say hi. Right? All right, thank you.
Have a wonderful night. It looks like we've got some company joining us here. Hey, everybody. All right, we've got the girls wishing us a happy Valentine's Day as we'll turn the clock around here. Thank you, guys. And wonderful time as always. But they've got treats for us as well, too. Thank you so much, Riley. Man, we've got treats. And as always, we love our McDonald Lady Max. Thank you so much. And thank you for treating us to a great game. I think we might even have a picture opportunity as well here, too. So we'll just kind of smile in the background.
I don't know if we're in it or not. We're photoshopping it.
Thank you to our Lady Max. We got cards, we've got treats, and again, we were treated to a great game here tonight. We'll take a quick break. Be back in 30 seconds on WOGU Sports with the Post Glass Postgame Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
.59-56 McDonald Falls in a great non-conference test here against Cameron on this Valentine's night. Post Glass Postgame Show brought to you by Post Glass Amir Chippewa Falls. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Let's take a listen to our 24-7 Fiber Fast Plays of the Game brought to you by 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Your complete technology partner. Let 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home or business with a clear monitored home security system. Plus, for WOGO Sports listeners only, a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts today at 231-2000. That's 231-2000 or visit WWT.net. Your fiber fast plays of the game sounded like this on WOGO Sports. Every single McDonald boys and girls game we'd love to add to the list.
Yes, we would.
Tied at 33, Cameron with the basketball starting the second half. Good feed, but
nice.
Claire Ruff erases the shot from Bailey Olson.
Defenders and also maybe one of our own girls was in on that rebound there, so there was just a lot of bodies happening.
Christensen wide open left corner, pocket three, she got another one. Riley gives McDonald the two-point lead, 36-34. Ball knocked out of bounds by quick hands from Chloe Flanagan. The hand on Chloe Flanagan has it for a moment. Riley Christensen scoops it up. Riley crossed the timeline. Nice feed down low. Instant and nice. Baller a layup. 38-34 McDonald. Timeout on the floor. We'll step out and be back.
Full time.
Riley Christensen to Aaron Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler snaps off a three and she got it. Left wing bomb for Aaron Siegenthaler. McDonald
steal.
Left side, Aaron Siegenthaler backtracking, resets the offense with just over 6.5 to play. Riley Christensen right side. The junior drives baseline, hangs in the air and hits. McDonald leads again. 50-48. Riley Christensen. Just over 3.5 minutes to play. They find Barabut at the right elbow. Peyton Sievert at the right corner. Sievert drives one hard, has her shot blocked. Jasmine Gerber erases that shot from Sievert. Chloe Aaron up top. Again, McDonald doesn't need a three. Down three, but you want a bucket. And Siegenthaler off the glass and scores, attacking from the left side. One-point game, 57-56. And Siegenthaler with 15. And that's how it sounded. Your 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game here as we put a bow on the Post Glass Postgame Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. And again, thank you so much to the girls for bringing us all sorts of Valentine treats here. And that's probably why, again, as we come to the end of the Post Glass Postgame Show, saying, yeah, it's probably time to put a bow on this one and end because I want to dig into those and see what we've got over here.
It looks really, really good.
Again, it's just a joy being able to cover McDonald Athletics. Looking ahead at our WOGO Sports calendar, a week from tonight will be our final regular season broadcast for the Lady Max, and that'll be another tough opponent. Cloverbelt crossover second-place game at Stanley Boyd. They'll take on Marshfield Columbus. Then we'll have the Max boys a couple times next week, Tuesday against Elk Mound. That'll be a simultaneous broadcast live here on the video stream only, as we'll also have on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports YouTube channel, Ram High Hockey will be taking on Chi High Hockey, so that'll be a fun game as playoff hockey begins. McDonald Boys will have two tough ones next week against Elk Mound and against Stanley Boyd later on in the week as well, too, and looking forward to playoff basketball for the girls and then the boys brackets coming out. So a lot coming up as we are here again to mid-February, and that's when we always say you want to be playing your absolute best because tournament time is almost here.
Yeah, it'll be, you know, everybody, the buzz will be tomorrow when the seedings come
yes.
out. I mean, there's
10 a.m.
all kinds of stuff going on, and, you know, that's always exciting to see where you end up and who you're playing and what's your region like and, you know, and prepare that way. So this will be a fun week for the girls, you know, in that crossover game. That'll be a tough game, too. But
yeah.
That's always fun to do those games. It's a crossover game. It doesn't have a whole lot of meaning to anything other than the East and the West. And
bragging rights, too.
Exactly. I mean,
but, again, it's one final time before the playoffs yeah. where you get to play a quality opponent. Again, Marshfield Columbus trailing only Neillsville on that eastern side of the Clover Belt Conference. And so you want to, again, not be playing a cupcake schedule, so to speak, at the end of the season. You want to be playing teams like tonight against Cameron.
Yes.
That'll push you, that'll make you better because you can't afford a letdown at all when you come to the playoffs. And it'll be interesting when we see that region seeded. Again, we know Fall Creek and Cadott and McDonnell and Durand, Arkansas are in there. You figure Neillsville and Regis, probably the top dogs. Regis, I think, has done enough to earn that number one seed, and
yeah.
Neillsville very likely will be right behind them in the two seed spot, would be at least the prediction. McDonald, I think, certainly has a great case for that three slot, but again, that first game, you look ahead, and that's dangerous when you start saying, well, are we going to go to Neillsville or go to Regis, depending yeah. on the seed if we win that first one. When you look at the quality of teams in this bracket, that very first game, likely at regional semifinal on a Friday night, is no gimme at all.
Yes, yes, it's a tough. And again, coming out of that, the Clover Belt, and you know, just the tough teams that we face, and
gets you ready,
boys and girls.
Yeah,
just gets them ready for the playoffs.
Well, we are looking forward to the playoffs very much. Keep it at WOGO.com and follow WOGO Radio on Facebook to find out more as we find out more, and looking forward to those matchups coming up. WOGO.com also has our complete sports schedule. Thank you so much to the Intrepid crew keeping us on the air and running here tonight. Tony Stevenson, our audio producer, back at the WOGO studios in Halley, and our video producer tonight, camera operator, is Mr. Carter Jager. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson, saying good night and happy Valentine's Day from Chippewa Falls. Once again, your final score, the Cameron Comets 59, your McDonald Central Lady Macs 56. This has been McDonald Girls Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Chippewa Falls.
WOGO.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telcom, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Thanks for listening to Max Basketball on WOGO. We now return to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.